The Gist. This is yet another something in the blood study in which researchers transfer something in the blood, in this case IgG antibodies, into a lab culture to see what, if anything, those antibodies are doing. If this study were successful, it would point another arrow at autoimmunity in ME/CFS and/or long COVID. It turned out that it was. The study found that IgG antibodies from ME/CFS and long COVID patients, but not healthy controls or MS patients, are fragmenting the mitochondria in the endothelial tissues that line the blood vessels in a substantial subset of patients. Mitochondrial fragmentation typically occurs when the mitochondria are under stress and start splitting off damaged sections. Interestingly, mitochondrial ATP production was not significantly affected, but the mitochondria were left in a damaged, hunkered down, protective state that the authors believe likely affected blood flows. Further analysis suggested that the antibodies were inhibiting mitochondrial functioning, but that the entire immune complex traveling with the antibodies was necessary to fragment them. An analysis of these immune complexes suggested that they damaged connective tissues, including blood vessels, in ME/CFS and led to increased clotting in long COVID. The authors proposed that long COVID presented an earlier form of ME/CFS and that long COVID patients would eventually look like ME/CFS patients. That is, the inflammation and clotting would eventually produce the connective tissue issues present in ME/CFS. The potential treatment ramifications of these findings are substantial. For one, the study suggests that a significant subset of ME/CFS and long COVID patients with mitochondrial fragmentation might be more amenable to treatments that remove or block IgG and/or which improve blood vessel functioning. Identifying that subset should lead to a more targeted and successful treatment trials. Because this was a lab study, it will be important to move into human studies that assess the effects of mitochondrial fragmentation on blood flows, symptoms, etc., and are able to identify patients that could benefit from treatments. Identifying what the antibodies target will be critical to determining which treatments can stop them, and many options are available. Treatments that increase blood flows could be helpful as well. In short, this study identified a possible autoimmune process that causes mitochondria in the cells lining blood vessels to fragment, therefore affecting blood flows and opening potential treatment options if the findings are validated. Support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. At this point in the text version of the Gist, you can see a link where you've got an option to give one time or set up a monthly donation. Thanks for listening.